All right, Dave. You stayed on the lead lap the whole day until, I believe, like maybe 10, 15 to go.
Yeah, but I stayed on the lead lap. That was Shirley got around me, and about a lap later ran out of gas. So we finished on the lead lap, and got to really thank my crew. Just stayed with it all year long, and we've gotten progressively better. And it's definitely one of the better classic cars I've had. I've had some handfuls during Classic, and we actually had a pretty decent car. So the year I finished third, in the previous car I drove, you know, it was a pretty good car there, but it's the third year with this car, and it's definitely the best it's performed at Classic.
Dave, got a chance to talk to you 2 weeks ago. What's going on for next year?
Pretty much same thing. I don't know what, you know, we'll go back and do some brainstorming, but pretty much the same deal and just keep trying to improve there. So go after the championship again, go after feature wins, and have a good classic run. You know, I won some races up here and some, you know, some of the 75 lappers, stuff like that, but definitely be cool to win the 10,000 to win, Mr. Super Modified, or be awesome like my cousin did today winning the Classic. It's just hats off to him and that whole team. Very deserving. They stuck with that car and built the car from the ground up and spent a couple of years doing trial and error, and it's pretty cool that it finally paid off for him.
Who do you have to thank for your season, Dave?
I'd like to thank all my sponsors, U-Pull, U-Save Auto Parts, A&P Auto Parts, Diversified, Tony Rotella's Body Shop, Twin Tech Auto and RV, in case I'm forgetting anybody, CNY Board Repair, just everybody that helped out, and then all my crew guys there, Danny, Sean, Joe, Kevin Enders, my mom, just everybody that helps out and makes this deal, you know, happen. It's without those guys and without the sponsors, there's no way I'd be doing this.